our service that follows the end of our Holiday Bible Club week. I have had overheard a few things as to, I heard a lovely comment, why are there chickens hanging from the roof? So for those that don't know, we've had a week of Holiday Bible Club and a small focus a bit later in the service to give us a flavour of what has been happening as part of that. I'm Cliff, just sort of pulling together the first bit of the service, and then later on Martin, our minister, is coming to preach. Don't know, over time, some things that are always there get ignored, and I don't know how often we look at our mission to know Jesus and make him known. But when I saw it earlier this week, a question that came to my mind, I guess in my mind thinking that over this week we've invited people into the church building who don't normally come, but a question was simply, why? Well, why do you want to know Jesus and make him known? And the answer is because of who he is. And so we're going to lead into our time of worship this morning with a few verses from Philippians 2, and then to sing songs about and to Jesus because of who he is and what he has done. But from Philippians 2, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Please stand and worship this Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, we thank you that you are so great that even your name has such power to heal. Lord, we do thank you that you want us to know you so closely, to walk our daily lives with you in our lives, beside us, directing our walk, directing our words, directing our thoughts. Thank you that you want such a close relationship with us, despite being so great. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, we are happy to surrender to you because you are such a good God. You always want good for us, the best for us, and we thank you for that. Amen. Please sit down. Just a few notices today. This coming Tuesday, being the first Tuesday of the month, the Tuesday prayer meeting is taking place, so although it's summer holidays and many of our normal activities are stopping, it's good to know that prayer isn't. So from 12:30 to 1:30 here on Tuesday for anyone able to come for a prayer meeting. Over the next three Sunday afternoons, we've got three opportunities for some fellowship in the form of picnics, which will be good fun. So on the 10th, Richard, our friend at the back, has been kind to open his garden for us for a bring your own picnic. It's at, and I'm going to get the second word wrong here, is it Bleak House or Bleak Hall? I knew I was going to get that wrong, which is on the A1 southbound as you come this way. We will be getting more details out in the next day or two for both for directions, but also for people to indicate that they're able to come. But that's next Sunday. Sunday the 17th, and the details of this will be given next Sunday, but Carol has opened up her garden on Sunday the 17th in the afternoon. And then on Sunday the 24th, Mike will arrange something, is about as far as we've got. He does know he's going to arrange something, but that's about as far as we've got. So the next three Sundays, an opportunity to get together. Ali.
Good morning. Is this on? Do I need to press a button or anything?
No, you're on.
Okay, cool. So last week I stood up here and talked about the new book from Bear Grylls, The Greatest Story Ever Told, and said that if we can get to 50 names, we can do this at the amazing special price of $10.99 instead of $14.99. We didn't hit 50 last week, but I've taken a step of faith and I've ordered 50. At the higher discount, so that we can definitely do it at $10.99. Don't worry, if we don't get to 50, I would definitely be able to sell them down at the shop. But if you didn't sign up for one or two or three or 10 last week, the clipboard will be at the front again. Please pop your name down and how many you want. I will bring them next Sunday and would like your payment next Sunday. But if you're not going to be here next Sunday, and you have the cash or your card, I've got a card reader with me, to pay today. I can take payment today, but then I'm away for three Sundays, so I'd really like to get it sorted over the next 2 weeks. I'll leave the book with it so you can have a look. And just a quick flag as well while I'm here. The new catalogue of special offers has just arrived. I have all the stock at the moment in the boot of my car. It's going down to Wokingham on Tuesday. So if you want to have a flick through this and see if there's anything in there that you would like as well, I can let you have it before I go down on Tuesday. It says on the back, your local Christian bookshop is Ali. So because we don't have a local Christian bookshop, I am your local Christian bookshop. So if you fancy something else in here, come and see me afterwards, or anything else that you want. And just to remind you as well, or tell you for the first time, in the hub, that little room over there next to where Kevin's sitting, there is a card spinner with Christian greetings cards on for all occasions, which you can use. There's an honesty pot underneath, so you can just pop your money in there if you buy anything from there, and I'll try and remember to top it up regularly. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know what's happening now.
Join the club. Join the holiday club.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You sort of have to do this for those of you who haven't been here all week. Yes, we've had Holiday Bible Club this week. Over 200 children registered. The one photo I was hoping to put up, because you can put them all up now, Daniel, we actually hadn't got photo taken from up there. So the whole room was full of children sat all over the floor. Well, some of them were lying down, some of them were rolling about. It was absolute fantastic shot. And these are just running round to show you some of the things that we did. We did a thank you to the team, over 50 people involved in some way making it all happen, which is really brilliant. But I want to just focus on three people who are on a WhatsApp group with me. I've never been on a WhatsApp group with so many messages, asking questions and giving answers to things I haven't got the foggiest idea that they were talking about. But, can I do the alphabet? In alphabetical order, Ellen, Heather and Venice have been doing this since January. So you can stand up and have people cheer at you, please. Now we've got to do the hardest thing in the next couple of weeks, a review, what did we think? And then the inevitable question, will it happen next year? We'll see. During Holiday Club, and you'll be probably looking at the pictures rather than listening to me, which is fine. We make all sorts... Oh, look, that's one of those camel things. Chicken. You're calling me names. You've only been in the country a week. all sorts of things that are made. But we've added one particular thing, and that's a good photo, Ellen. Q. Is this working now, do we think? Amy and... that's your...
Emily.
This looks like something from a prison camp, I know. So, hopefully, Daniel's got that. Martin, when you preach, it'll be a bit of a squash round there. Did you get any on you?
A little bit.
Oh, you got that with it. Would you like to explain?
So several weeks before Holiday Bible Club, we met here and prayed for Holiday Bible Club, and we were kind of split into small groups. And one of the people in my group prayed that the young people would be able to share the good news of Jesus with the children who came to Holiday Bible Club. And my first thought was, that's pretty challenging. It's challenging for us as adults, challenging for the young people. And then I kind of had this thought in my mind about a keyring that I'd had as quite a small child, and it had hearts of different colours on it. And the heart stood for the salvation story, what Jesus did. So we've taken that sort of idea and we have used different colours to represent kind of the story of Jesus and what it means to follow him. And so the children made these bracelets. If you can see, they're made in such a way that the string goes in and out so that they can move. So that's, this is a big example of the small ones that we made. Okay, so I need an assistant who's quite strong for moving beads. Charlotte, could you come and help me? Thank you very much. I hope you bring in your muscles.
Okay. Two Charlottes.
The one, yeah. I was looking at. This, yeah, is the one I was looking at. Thank you, other Charlotte, though. Sorry. Right, okay. So the green one is the first bead. And the sentence that goes with it, I'm wondering if anybody can remember what it is. The other Charlotte. Great. Charlotte, come and tell us what it is. Thank you.
Jesus made the world and it was good.
Yeah, God made the world and it was good. Can you move it across? Charlotte. Marvellous. Thank you, Charlotte. You can sit down again for me. Pull. Heave. Okay, the beads moved much more easily. Okay. God made the world and it was good. Oh, that's okay. This is its final outing. Okay. The black bead, who can remember what that one stands for?
come on, people. Oh, okay, I'm coming to you. Here we go.
People sinned and broke God's friendship with God.
Brilliant. People sinned and spoilt their friendship with God. That's the black bead. Paul. Excellent. Okay, what's the blue bead? What happened next? What is important when we're sharing the gospel? What's next?
Behind you.
Thank you.
God sent Jesus to fix things for us.
Yes, God sent Jesus to fix things for us. Excellent. He didn't just leave it. He didn't go, oh, well, you've messed up. Never mind. God sent Jesus to fix things for us. Charlotte, what's the red one about?
Jesus died and rose again.
Yeah, Jesus died for our sins and rose again. That's the words that go with that bead. Excellent. What happens next? What do you think the white one is?
Jude's got her hand up.
Oh, excellent. Here I come. No pressure, Jude.
Jude was in nursery, so she had a real challenge to remember.
We can say sorry and join his team.
Thank you. We can say sorry and join his team. We decided that saying follow Jesus doesn't make a lot of sense if you haven't grown up in church because you can't see Jesus, but joining his team makes sense for people. So we can say sorry and join his team. It's our choice if we want to follow Jesus. That's what we want to tell the kids. They've got choice to make and they can be part of God's team. So what do you think the gold one is? I know gold. It's yellow. What's the gold? Yes, Zaki.
Now we are Jesus' friend and forever.
Brilliant. Now we can be friends with God forever. That is the super good news. That's the end. We can choose. We can be friends with God forever. So everybody went home with one of those bracelets and a little card which said those sentences, and we tried really hard to encourage the kids to learn them. But I want to encourage you to learn it too, because actually if you want to share your faith, you know, we need to have those things in our head. Oh, the little card.
We might have some spare little cards.
We might have some spare little cards. I don't know. Heather's looking like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll find them. But if you want to know, and if you want to make a bracelet, come and see me and I'll give you the bits to make it. If you want to carry that around and have those words to help you. Thank you.
And if you've got very big arms, you could have this.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. A big part of the week is obviously the Bible stories. Craft, there's running around, there's food, and usually more food. So each day there's a Bible verse, and this year we did it based on things that Jesus actually said. Boys and girls who want to do some of the actions and things, there is space here, or Amy and Emily might even let you go on the stage with them. We haven't done a risk assessment. Are you having trouble?
Tremendous problems.
There you go. So what we do is a verse for, we speak, we learn it. So if we have the first one of those. It's two colours, so if it's white, everybody together. If it's Libby, you've got a split personality, I think, down there somewhere. Yellow can be this side, red can be this side, and white, we all come back together. Learn the Bible with Gojo, John 13, verse 34. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jesus said, so you must love one another. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. John 13, verse 34.
Okay, and then we sing it. So boys and girls, come and join in to sing if you want to. Space down here, sweets down here.
Jesus said, 'Cause I have loved you, so you must love one another.
You can go first again, because it looks like you need to. All together.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jesus said, if you obey my teaching, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. John 8:32.
Oh, take your partner by.
And it was Wednesday. Oh, there it is.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jesus said, do not be worried and upset, and do not be afraid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. John 14:27.
Jesus said, do not be worried.
And then more than half the week had gone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. John 14:6.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus.
On you see, what did we do? Because Daniel got the colours wrong, didn't he, on the computer? Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't. That's orange, isn't it? But that's yellow. I think I'm saying the yellowy, orangey bit. Everyone else is saying the white bit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jesus said, if you forgive
others
the wrongs they have
done you,
your heavenly
Father
will
forgive you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Matthew 6:14.
Here we go. And can I trust you? Yeah, there you go. Pass that round so people can have one of those each. I know that there's at least one person here who is probably able to do all the song, all the verses from the whole week, aren't you? Oh, yes, I think you are. You don't, they bring a wrist. Who thinks they can do all the verses, or at least with help, can do all the verses for the whole week? Yeah? Anybody?
I need a beat before I am.
Okay. Yeah? Oh, you can do them, can you? Excellent. Yeah? You weren't here, Tiff, so you've got no chance. Nobody thinks they can do all five verses? No? Should we try all of you together doing it, one at a time? So, look at the screen up there. Up you get. Right, you're looking at the screen up there? Okay. No, up there. The screen up there. Here we go. I'll have this in front of you to help you out. Starts with as.
As I have loved you, so you must love one another. John 13, verse 34.
Yeah, looking this way. If.
If you obey my teaching, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8, verse 32.
Excellent. Do not. Or don't. Be.
Don't be worried and upset. And do not be afraid. John 14, verse 27.
27, yes. And the really difficult one that starts with I. I am.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
John 14, verse 6. And you might struggle with this one, because on the last day it's always difficult for us to get everything, and Heather's done really well because she's made it the longest, most difficult one to learn in the whole week. Are you ready? If you forgive others the wrongs they have done you, your heavenly Father will forgive you.
Matthew 6, verse 14.
Excellent. If you could stay here while we sing the next song, you can do the actions properly. We've got it all planned, and somebody says we can't do it unless you do it, let your light shine. So let your light shine. No, stay down here. Down here.
Let your light shine. Oh, let your light shine. Oh, let
Boys and girls, you can come back. There's another song if you want. I'm going to ask you to sit down for our last song so that you can see what's going on. It's the Gojo song. So Emily and what's your name? Amy need lots of room to move about, and you can move about down here. All right, you ready? Okay, up you get. So you can see what's going on. £5 each. Liquid included.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all the great fun that's taken place here this week, but thank you that your word, your truth, was such a focal point. And Lord, we pray that the seeds that have been sown in the young lives that have heard your word, heard your truth, heard about your love this week, that those seeds won't just stay dormant, but in your good time, they will grow and flourish and bear fruit. And Lord, we also pray for our older young people. Many of them are off to Dane Hill later this week, and an opportunity for them to yes, grow in their friendships, but more importantly, to grow in their relationship with you. And again, we pray for good fun, we pray for safety, but we pray for your truth to be buried deep into those lives. Amen. Amen. Okay, Daniel's now going to bring us our reading.
So we read today from Matthew 14, verse 22-33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, there he was alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Daniel, please stand to sing our next worship song. At the end of this song, I believe Mike and some others will be leading... Oh, it's Ellen, sorry. Ellen leading the young people out to the back hall. So do that at the end of this song, and then Martin will come to preach.
Well, in the spirit of Holiday Bible Club and getting people involved, I'm wondering, is there anyone here today who during your life you've had to be rescued, you've been involved in a rescue, and you're willing to share that story very briefly with us now. Anybody? All right, okay, lovely, thank you. There you go, sir. Yeah, it's fine, yeah, yeah.
Hello there, my name is David Mitchell. A lot of you wouldn't really know me yet. I'm a member of the St. John Ambulance Brigade, and in 2019 I did a river rescue at Houghton Mill. I think it's Houghton Mill or Houghton Mill. A car went into the river and I went in the car and got the gentleman out. I got the bronze life-saving medal for it, but obviously at that time my life was for the man. That's when I realised in 64 years my life nearly came to the end, because the water was rising on the side of the car, but unknown to me, people on the bank were holding the car, trying to keep it steady while I got the gentleman out. He wasn't breathing as I got him out. When I got him up to the side, got his head open, what we've been trained, he then started to breathe and came back to life.
Wow.
So there you go.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm not going to say beat that, anybody. But has anybody else got a story of rescue? Oh, Alan. Was that Amy as well? I'll come to you in a minute. There you go, Alan.
Hi, everyone. My school tried to teach me to swim, and every attempt failed. Whatever they did, I could not swim. I got in the water and I started sinking. One day, my friend said, "You can swim, everybody can swim," and he pushed me in the deep end. And I swam two strokes, and then I started bobbing up and down. And I went up and I went down and I went up and I went down, and I was panicking. I couldn't work out how to get back on the top of the water and swim. Luckily, my friend dived in and came to my rescue.
Jolly well hope so, too. Yeah, thank you, Alan. Go on, Amy.
When I was much younger, I fell in the pond at the RSPB and Dad had to come in after me and get me out.
And aren't we glad you did? Type one more. Is there one more? Oh, Emily. Can we move and work for it today? Thank you.
So my job is a lifeguard, and I was working yesterday on the inflatable, and a kid had to be rescued off the inflatable because she was too scared to go down the slide and to then jump in, so we had to rescue her from the inflatable.
Wow, thank you. Well done. Thank you. Round of applause to all of them. I suspect we could go on with several more, but do it afterwards over tea and coffee if you have. Some great stories there. A rescuer, two rescuers, three rescuers, and people being rescued. Fantastic. Thank you for those. Have you noticed as well how many films and books are based around the idea of rescue? Some of our most loved stories and films. I just thought of a couple. Sleeping Beauty is all about the Sleeping Beauty being rescued by the prince, whether or not he asks her permission to kiss her first or not. 101 Dalmatians. What a great rescue story that is. Or if you want something a bit more grown up, how about The Magnificent Seven? The seven cowboys rescuing the village in Mexico, or the original story, which was seven samurai rescuing people in Japan. Or one of my particular favourites, actually, Black Hawk Down. Story of a helicopter that went down in the Iraq wars and the troops were sent in to rescue it. Quite gruelling and quite gritty, but just the tales of bravery and the power of rescue there were incredible. And growing up, one of my most favourite TV programmes was based around a secretive group of people whose sole existence was rescuing others from danger. Anyone want to hazard a guess what that might be?
A-team.
What?
The A-team.
The A-team? No, I didn't even think about them. No, no, not the A-team, no. Rachel?
Thunderbirds,
thank you very much. Did Ali tell you that? Yes, she did, all right, okay. And of course, their name was International Rescue. And whenever there was a problem, it was calling International Rescue. And wasn't Thunderbird 2 the coolest thing you've ever seen? No? All right then. Okay. Going back further, fairy tales and legends inspired ideas of rescue with knights searching for damsels in distress. And again, we could go on and bring lots of things together. But this theme of rescue, it's woven into our collective human psyche. And it's common in all cultures across the globe. And this week at Holiday Bible Club, as you've just been shown, we've been looking at the story of Joseph and how God used him to rescue millions of people from starvation through his clever management of resources in Egypt. Such a good story, in fact, that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice turned it into a musical. You may have heard of it. Joseph is an amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's why Mike was wearing that lovely yellow thing this morning, and I'm wearing this in honour of that story. But as I said on Thursday at the barbecue evening here, Joseph's story is only a small part of the bigger rescue story outlined in the Bible. If you turn through the pages of the Old Testament, you'll fall over words like rescue, salvation, deliverance, redemption. I stopped counting at 600 references. And before you think, wow, he spent a lot of time flicking through the pages of the Bible for us this week, what a great faithful pastor he is, I have a concordance and it lists all the words. So it's a lot easier. Still took quite a while, but not as long as it would have done. At least 600 references crying out to God for these things, or God promising these things through a rescuer. Or you might prefer the term Messiah, or you might prefer the term Saviour. And the Old Testament's a record of human beings getting themselves into sticky spots, crying out to God for salvation, then going and getting into another sticky spot and crying out to God for salvation, then getting into another sticky spot, a bit like me with this orange squash here at the moment, and just going round and round like that. And the book of Judges is especially detailed about this. The Bible is a book, collection of books, all about a rescuer. And the promise of the rescuer is found right at the beginning, even as the actions of Adam and Eve are still fresh in the Garden of Eden. In that immediate aftermath of Adam and Eve eating that fruit, God says to the snake, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike at his heel. That's the first prophecy in the Old Testament of the Messiah. It comes in Genesis chapter 3, so it's very early on. And here God is saying that he will send someone through the human line to wipe out what the snake has caused in the Garden of Eden. And this offspring, of course, is spoken about and foreshadowed many times. The lives of Joseph, as we've done this week, life of Moses, life of King David, to name but three. But it's not until the New Testament that our rescuer is completely revealed in the person and work of Jesus. Jesus is the rescuer. He came into our darkness, shining the light of his love and grace to show us that there is a way that we can receive that most important rescue of all. And you know, it was absolutely brilliant during the week, totally inspired. I know she's not here, so I can praise her, because she'll get embarrassed anyway if I did, and she was here. But totally inspired, this collection of beads that we've shared with you this morning. What a simple way to remember the gospel story. What a simple way to remember how precious we are to God. You know, all that Bible, all the 66 books of it, and we've summed it up in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 coloured beads. I think that's quite clever. I think that's really good. So please do try and remember those.
Colossians 1, 13 and 14 put it really well. They say that God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And at this point, you're probably thinking, when's he going to start talking about the passage with Peter walking on the water and all that? Well, now, actually. Now, because that is a perfect passage that gives us a perfect illustration of Jesus the Saviour at work. It's one of my favourite stories in the Bible, because although we think about Peter being the one who loses his faith and starts sinking, he was the only one of the disciples who actually got out of the boat and walked on water in the first place. So kudos to him. But what happens is when Peter starts to sink, what does he do? He cries out, "Lord, save me! Save me from drowning!" What does Jesus do? He reaches down, grabs Peter's arm, pulls him out. He saves him. And in that little story, that again is a microcosm of the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God in Jesus reaches down to us as we're drowning in our sin, in our lostness, in our guilt, in our rebellion against God. We're wandering around. It's like we're wandering around in a dark forest in the middle of the night, and we've got no light to show us where to go, and we're lost, and we don't want to admit it, but we're a bit scared, but we still keep going that way. And then Jesus reaches down to us. He shines his light into our lives and says, "Here, come with me. I'll save you." I've told the story before, but I've been saved from drowning, so I do kind of relate with Peter a little bit here. He wasn't as daft as me. I flipped a canoe over without thinking about the consequences, and it got stuck underneath a branch on the river bank, and my friend with me flipped me back up the right way. And it's just such a wonderful feeling to know that you're not going to drown. You and I, if we don't know Jesus, we're drowning. We're drowning in our wrong, in our rebellion. The black bead that says people sinned and ruined their relationship with God. The Bible says that's your status right now. You've sinned, you've ruined your relationship with God, which means you're lost, it means you're drowning, it means you need saving, you need rescuing. And all this week and today, and probably every week, to be honest, what we do here is we celebrate the fact that we have someone who saves in Jesus. And all we have to do, like Peter, is to cry, "Lord, save me. Rescue me from my sin. Forgive me." You can bet your life that Peter's life was different after that experience. I am still incredibly grateful to my friend who saved my life that day, as I'm sure the gentleman in the car is still grateful to you, David, what you've done. And I guess Amy's quite grateful to her dad for that. And so we're grateful to God for saving us. We don't have to do anything to get God to save us, apart from to cry out, "God, I'm lost, I'm drowning, will you please save me in Jesus?" And because God loves us, and because God has loved us since before the beginning of the creation of the world, God comes when we cry and he rescues us in Jesus, the rescuer, the saviour. Sometimes we don't realise we're drowning. We're a bit like the frog in the slowly boiling water. Have you heard that story? Some of you have, yeah. You know, someone puts you put a frog in a container of boiling water and it'll jump straight out because it recognises it's hot. But if you put it in cold water and slowly heat it up, it doesn't recognise that and it gets boiled to death. Sometimes we are like the frog that doesn't realise what's going on. And the purpose of the church and the purpose of Holiday Bible Club and the purpose of anyone who's a Christian It's to warn other people that that water's getting too hot for you. That you're going to drown or you're going to boil and you need saving. You need someone to lift you out of that water. And that someone is Jesus, who says in one of our memory verses from this week, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. No other way. You can try your fancy philosophies. You can try your mystical religions. You can put your faith in politicians, good luck there, or soldiers, or sports stars, or pop stars. But ultimately, there is only one rescuer, and the story of Joseph points to that one rescuer. Joseph is a type of Jesus. He's a living parable of Jesus. Look at what happened to Joseph's brothers when they recognized him, when they knew it was Joseph. Have you been searching for a rescuer? And actually, he's standing right in front of you, and his name's Jesus. Do you know someone who you can see is drowning in the weight of life's issues and problems and things? And if you're a Christian, can you introduce them to the Saviour? Can you introduce them to the rescuer who is Jesus? Our world still needs to know that he is the rescuer. Those of us who already follow him are called to tell others about him at home, at work, at play, on the bus, on the train, wherever we get the opportunity to share that Jesus is the rescuer, is the saviour. Because if we don't, if those of us who've been saved already don't tell others, who's going to? My friend saved my life when I was a teenager, and I'd still talk about it today. Jesus has saved so much more than our lives. Let's not be shy in talking about that, but let's share that whenever we get the opportunity with our friends and our family. And if you're here today and this all sounds quite new to you and you're suddenly realizing that you're lost, you're drowning, you need, so come and get prayer with the prayer team and they will introduce you to Jesus. And all you have to do is say, Lord, save me. And he will, because he is faithful and he is true and he is the only one who can save any of us. We can't do it ourselves. And those of us who have been saved, we don't tell others to get God to like us any more than he does already. We do it out of gratitude for what he's done. All the songs this morning have talked about salvation and Jesus and our need for him. And we're going to finish with one now as well, which talks about the fact that we can't save ourselves. Only Jesus can do that for us. Before we sing, let's just be quiet for a moment. If you've never asked Jesus to save you before, now's your opportunity to do it. Or when we've sung the song, come and talk to the prayer team. It'll be somewhere around this Star Wars looking Sphinx here at the front. But let's just be quiet for a moment. Lord, we thank you for the story of Peter walking on the water and of you rescuing him. We recognize that all through our collective human culture and psyche, we recognize that we need to be rescued. And your word tells us what it is we need to be rescued from and who it is who can rescue us. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he is the rescuer. And all we have to do is say, Lord, save me. And he can lift us out of whatever trouble we're in, turn us around, and help us to live lives that are completely different based on gratitude to you. Thank you for saving us, whether that's today, right now, or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years ago.
We thank you for Jesus in his name. Amen. Thanks, Simon. Jesus, to you alone belongs the highest praise, because you alone can rescue. May those of us who have been rescued testify to that whenever we have the opportunity. And if we need rescuing today, help us to see the truth behind what we've shared, and help us to put our faith in you, to cry out, Lord, save me, and know that you do exactly that. Thank you that all we need, we find in you. And so may we go from this place rejoicing in our salvation, rejoicing in knowing we have a God who loves us in this way, and a God who promises never to leave us or forsake us. May the joy of our salvation grow, and may it show in our faces and our lives. And may we find people asking us, what's different about you? And then would you give us the courage to share the good news, to bless others as we have been blessed, to build your kingdom, and to give you all honour and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.